Lord is righteous in all his ways and gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. Or as in my son's Sunday school, he learned this morning, know ye that the Lord, he is God. He hath made us and not we ourselves. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church this morning. It's a pleasure to worship with all of you. And I have some big shoes to fill with Joe missing this morning. He's such a blessing. But if you are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on the church's bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would also like to thank you, send a note for being here this morning and worshiping with us today. The verse of the week printed in your bulletin is from Psalm 100, verses 4 through 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Our brother Victor Laurel this morning will be leading us now in singing with the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. And let us begin the worship with hymn number 42, All Hail the Power.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Lee. Good morning, and thank you again for worshiping with us. I trust that the Lord has blessed you this week. Why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 42, All Hail the Power, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. To our second hymn, number 325, More Like the Master, number 325. Take down my heart and make it all thine own. Purge me from every sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wow, what great words, huh? Why don't we all turn to our last hymn, number 166, Cleanse Me. And will you please rise as we sing our last hymn, number 166, Cleanse Me.
Yesterday was the wedding of Amanda. Amanda was 5 years old when she came to this church. That's the oldest daughter of the Mills family. And Pastor Greg and a lot of people of this church were to La Jolla, and they're near San Diego. And I hope they're enjoying the wonderful weather. And Pastor Greg is coming back today, and so we pray for him. He went sick. I hope that he gets better when he was there. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your love, your power, your mercy, and your compassion. We come as people who need all those things and so much more. We come as people who know how fragile life really is. We truly are like grass that wither and flowers that fall. But we rejoice that you and your word, O Father, stands forever. Lord, we confess that we need you and the promise of hope you give and the promise of good things to come. We pray for those facing stressful moments due to sickness and for those who are in the stage of recovery. So we please pray for their strength. And so we pray for Maida Kong with the cancer, Joshua Yaldate, he needs his ability to walk. Raquel Otero with the hearing problems. Myself recovering with these stressful moments of my intertebrate rings. Jorge Paretti with his fragile legs. Llewellyn family who needs your presence and your recovery in their bodies. Eddie Hernandez, that's Telmo's father's in recovery after a heart stroke. And Lord, we pray for Pastor Greg and Maria and Candace as they are driving from San Diego to our place for safety. We pray for our congregation and our ministry, Sunday School Hour. Lord, what a good Sunday School Hour we have today. The morning worship service and also the Bible hour in the afternoon, the evening worship service, the prayer meetings on midweek, the ladies' Bible studies on Monday, the men's Bible study meetings on Friday or Thursday, the youth Bible study on Friday, our brothers and sisters on the airways of radio, the internet, and the CD ministry. Lord, we pray for this large congregation among us. Some are here and some are on the airways. Our Heavenly Father, please grant us a vision that reaches beyond this world, one that embraces eternity with a calm confidence that we will be there. Lord, use us to bring light to this dark world. Lord, use us to bring life to a struggling world. Lord, use us to bring joy to a despairing world. And so, use our missionaries in the mission field, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Marta Ferretti, Jose and Diane Avila, the Informed Choice, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. And Lord, use us to provide for our church on this earth. And so bless the offering and bless the giver. And when all is done, we will be careful to give you, O God, the honor and the glory. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. It's truly a blessing each week, and you truly minister to us through song, and it's so awesome. And as we celebrate our resurrected Christ each Sunday, please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Apostle of the Apostle to the Ephesians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1276. We will be reading Ephesians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Please stand now for the reading of God's holy, infallible word. Ephesians 5, verses 17 through 20. Hear then the word of the Lord. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
Amen.
Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, we come to your throne of grace collectively as a church body, and we thank you that we can be here this morning to open up your word. And we pray that you bless your servant, Pastor Otero, this morning, that many hearts would be open to your word and that you would feed your church and feed your flock. We pray that we would open our mouths wide and you will fill it. We thank you for your mercies to us. We thank you that we live in a free country, that we can be here today. We just thank you for all that you've done, and we ask you bless this service this day. This is the Lord's day. In Jesus' name, amen.